So I think what we're going to see is a cycle on assays every 3 to 4 weeks now. So all of our samples are in. I mean, we have well over 1,500 samples in the lab, Andy.
That's awesome.
So everything has been delivered from site, and I'm going to mention to you as well, and to your viewers, we are pausing right now. So we've drilled 19 holes. We are awaiting assays. So when I say we're pausing, we're there, we're active. The drill rig's getting serviced. The drillers have got a well-deserved break, to be quite honest. They were exceptional this year. I can't say enough about our drill contractor.
Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Doing really good. Really looking forward to this. I hadn't talked to you just in a little bit. I hope you had a good summer, but you've been really busy there, tying things together and really waiting on assays. But start filling me in over the last couple of months. What's been going on?
Well, I guess when we last talked, Andy, we said, "Oh, Scott, come on, when you've got some drill assays." And we are now starting to get assays from our current drilling program. If you recall, we started in April of this year. So, when you talk about the summer and whatnot, the summer is just kind of a blur, Andy, when you've got a team of individuals, drilling, and drill contractors and cooks and you name it, vehicles. Things never slow down. And now that we are starting to get assays, things are not going to slow down. They're going to keep going. So I guess, if you want to just touch on, our program for those viewers and listeners.
Tell about the program and about that, just to get people sped up, what you guys have done, what you did, what you got, and then what we're waiting for.
Yeah, so I don't know how far back you want me to go, Andy, but we're located in Chihuahua, Mexico, in particular in Parral, the Parral Mineral District. We've got two consolidated districts, and I say that because we keep talking about it over and over again, but it's important because I don't think you'd be able to replicate what we've done post-COVID now.
Right.
So again, fragmented districts, we've consolidated them, we've put them all together. We call one Las Coloradas, which has an old past producing mine, and the other we call the Amaloya project, which also has a past producing mine. And these areas, we'll take Las Coloradas, has not had any significant exploration or modern day exploration since it last operated in the 50s. And in the case of Amaloya, it hasn't had any modern exploration in a consolidated district-wide presence since the 20s. So that's what gave us this indication. So sorry, I think it's important to throw that out there though, because again, you wouldn't be able to replicate this in the current environment that we're in with the commodities market. So fast forward. We focused on the Las Coloradas project, which was an old past producing high grade silver mine. And our logic was, does this extend along strike and does it go below the water table? Because that's where they stopped mining. So in 2025, we set out, we did a 4,000 meter drill program and successfully encountered mineralization in all 12 holes that we drilled. And again, we have to put this into perspective. This project is 3 miles by 3 miles.
It's huge.
So it's massive. And the old past producing mine was 300 meters long and 150 meters deep. Sorry, I'm using my hands here, but so we looked at this, we did a major sampling program. I'm going to share a map. Maybe you can put it up for your viewers and listeners. I don't know if you could, but we did a big sampling mapping program, and what we found is we found surface mineralization scattered throughout the project area. So then we did ground geophysics, which helped us to hone in targets for drilling. And when I, so I say all of that, successful 2025 program. We raised a substantial amount of capital last year. We're sitting just with a little over $15 million in cash. And now we've set out, as I said, in April to do our phase two program. And right now, what we're doing is we're following up where we had success last year. So we're going to talk about the old mine area, which is the results that we've just announced. Then we're going to talk about the DBD zone, which is a half a mile away. And then the saddle target, which is 2 miles away. So we're putting all the, we're building those building blocks. And
Building
I'm
the
probably
building blocks to potentially connect it, correct?
to connect it. Yes, because I always say to people, you don't find a mine, Andy, you make a mine. So we've had discovery. You've seen some of those numbers. And now the question is, how much is there? How much is there? And that's what we're set out to do. We have basically a 24-month drilling cycle. So you're going to see continuous news and continuous drilling. That's just at Las Coloradas. And then, we're going to be active at Amaloya, which is 30 kilometers away. Same district. So, we stay in the same jurisdiction. We can maneuver between both projects. Inexpensively, but effectively. And let's just fast forward to the results we announced, because I think that's what everybody was waiting for.
Yeah, tell me.
So I'm doing most of the talking here, but just to give again a good idea, we drilled the mine zone. So you had the old mine, which is 300 meters long, as I said, 150 meters deep. We stepped out on either side of the structure that we had traced for 1.4 kilometers. So we stepped out in this current program and we just announced three holes. So now, if an easy way for listeners and viewers, if you took a horizontal line on a piece of paper and then you drew another horizontal line and drew another horizontal line, if I had three hands, you'd see three horizontal lines. And then think of three holes drilled on the middle line, 50 meters apart from one another, and then two above and two below. So these results, while it was, I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head, but it was 241 grams over 2.5 meters of silver, not silver equivalent. I think it was 400 grams of silver equivalent or
That's
just a little bit
great.
better. But what you can do now is you can say you can connect those holes. And yes, it's only 106 meters on strike, we'll call it, 165 meters deep. So the mineralization was very shallow. So you can connect all of those now and say, well, okay, we've got a block of ore sitting there. So now we're going to step out another 50 meters on either side and drill again and go deeper. And we're going to trace that geology because we think, again, based on the operators in the area, and we'll use Los Gatos as an example, which is First Majestic Silver. They're at 550 meters deep. We're very shallow. So again, that's what we're excited about, is putting these together. We've subsequently, as I said, we've drilled on the other targets, which are, a half a mile is a long way away, Andy,
Sure.
when you think about it.
Yeah.
But we think we can tie this whole system together and create one big project area.
Well, if
So
you.
that's my long answer. I probably talked too much, but
Well, I think you got it. And I say that to all my viewers and listeners, do your own due diligence. And that's what you're betting on. Doing your own due diligence and you're betting on if they got it. And I'll just be candid. I think this is not advice, but I think you got it. So well done. That's what I'm
well.
interested in.
We've got a dedicated group of individuals that are all, very focused, all following the same ideology, if you want to say that. Yes, I'm the leader, so to speak, but everybody's got that vision and we can all see that. And we're going to keep drilling. I keep saying that because we have the capital to do that. I mean, we only have 34 million shares outstanding, Andy. And my adage, as you know, the drill bit is what drives value in any junior. That's what people get excited about. Show me drill results. And the commodity cycle, the market, it's going to do what it's going to do. But the reality of it is for us, we acquired this project post-COVID. I loved it then at $32 silver, right? So yes, the silver is good for the price of silver and gold is good for the narrative and everything, but the reality is it's all about execution. And that's what I've been driving. And I think, I said it at your conference and I said it, last year. These projects take time. And the patient shareholder is the shareholder that wins, really. If you have the patience and you have good operators that are doing what they're supposed to be doing, you have a pretty good likelihood, and knock on wood, we have a clear path as to where we're going. And I won't go into the whole story because we don't want to be an operator, Andy. We're good explorationists.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, find it. Find it. That's why I'm an investor. And yeah, and to all my viewers and listeners, I do own Kingsman. But again, not a recommendation. Do your own due diligence. Scott, you should have essays coming out. Those are at the lab. Correct me if I'm wrong. And when do you expect them coming in?
So I think what we're going to see is a cycle on assays every 3 to 4 weeks now. So all of our samples are in. I mean, we have well over 1,500 samples in the lab, Andy.
That's awesome.
So everything has been delivered from site, and I'm going to mention to you as well and to your viewers, we are pausing right now. So we've drilled 19 holes. We are awaiting assays. So when I say we're pausing, we're there, we're active, the drill rig's getting serviced. The drillers have got a well-deserved break, to be quite honest. They were exceptional this year. I can't say enough about our drill contractor and the drillers. But everybody got along. That was great. But you can only live together for 4 months with a group of 17 people for so long, and then you all need a break. Me included. I haven't been to the field now in 3 weeks, and I don't plan to go back to the field probably until sometime late September. But so we're gonna wait, we're gonna pause, we're gonna get those assays, and that's gonna dictate where we're gonna drill next. And the results that we just put out at the mine zone, you can look at them, and Andy, it's logical. You're going to say, well, what about here and what about here? And so we have our drill holes located and drill pads done. We're waiting till we get all the assays to know where we're going to focus.
Well, that's two things. I love the aggression, number one, but I also love the prudence in just getting them back so you can really be aggressive again.
Right. And so far, our story's building, right? It's bigger than it was when you saw me the
When we
first
first
time, and it's
talked.
bigger than what it was when we were in Atlanta. And I hope it's going to be bigger here by, the end of October.
Me too. And
So.
I do expect that. Well, you're going out on the road here. You're going into Europe. You want to talk a lot about that for all of our European listeners? You'd love to see them out on the road.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a 5-city road tour, road show that an institution is taking me on to, again, tell the story. So I'll be throughout Germany in this case, and then I'll wind up
A
in
great spot.
Munich.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That'll be well, I say that. I'm excited to share the story. I don't know if I'm excited to do every day a new city, Andy. That's
That gets old
don't have
quick.
a lot of time to see a lot other than getting on a train, going to your next venue for the next day, and then sleeping and doing it all over. But yeah, excited for that. And then I will be in New Orleans for the New Orleans Gold Show, which, hopefully you'll be able to put it into your schedule and come. And yeah, then the whole, I guess, the whole marketing schedule, as with road shows and whatnot, really start when the kids are back in school. And it's every month.
Yeah, every
Yeah.
month until the spring of 27. So you're just in the spring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it keeps us as principals, the CEO, it keeps us on the road a lot, especially the, because there's a lot of, as Andy, you cover a lot of companies. There's a lot of choices when you look at a junior market and say, which company should I invest in? And I think you do a very good job of looking at not only the projects, but you look at the people,
Yeah,
which,
100%. That's a big part of it.
people are a big part of it. And I think, that's something that you do. So
Yeah.
anyway, I've kind of taken over the interview, Andy. I apologize,
Oh,
but
that's fine. That's fine. Well, tell me this then. If people want to do more due diligence about Kingsman, if people want to potentially buy or trade you, what exchanges are you traded on and what's your website?
so the website is kingsmanresources.com. I'm happy to say that over the summer or the last 3 weeks, I did do a new website. So there's a lot of new information on that website, just in terms of maps. There's also a new corporate deck that I just finished yesterday. So you can look there. But the easiest way that I tell people is to pick up the phone. If you get to that point where you've got a lot of questions, or you want to know, hey, Scott, where's the drill rig today? Because it's not something that we put out in press releases and say, well, we moved the drill rig to Leona target or to the Agrila target. You can always phone and say, hey, when's that? Or, hey, Scott, when do you think you're going to get the next batch of assays? I do my best to let people know. So again, best way, you go to the website, due diligence there. Picking up the phone, I love to talk to shareholders. We've got a great bunch of supportive shareholders. And we're traded on the TSXV, we're traded on the OTC, and in Europe, we're traded on the Frankfurt Exchange. So, there's lots of opportunity there to find us. We're not hard to find, Andy.
Got it. Well, I'll have Colby, our producer that you've met. Have him put all of this on the show notes below, plus your ticker symbols to all my viewers and listeners that do want to do more due diligence or potentially trade or invest. Everything will be in the show notes. Just look for it there. Scott, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It was great catching up off camera, seeing what's going on, and love to have you on again as your time permits when the assays come back.
We get that next batch of assays, Andy. I'm going to be, well, I'll phone you good or bad, but hopefully it's a good, hey, Andy,
Don't blow
put
up my
me on.
phone. Yeah.
But
So.
good or bad, you know what? I always enjoy coming on and catching up with you, and enjoy the rest of the summer
Yeah. Well, we'll
and
talk
what's
soon, I'm
left of
sure.
it,
Yeah, what's left of
because
it.
it's we're
It's
going to be
hot here
full
in
steam
Atlanta. It's hot. I'm ready
ahead.
for the fall. So anyways,
Okay.
good seeing you, Scott. We'll talk
Thanks.
soon. You bet.